Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Your Financial Choices with Lori Siebert. As you may have guessed, I am not Lori Siebert. My name is Dan Banks, and I'm filling in for Lori this evening. And tonight we're going to be discussing services for an aging population. We have a jam-packed show tonight. We have four guests. So we're not going to be taking calls this evening. The show's not going to be about financial planning. However, I feel it is a very important show for those of you who are concerned with planning, as we're going to be discussing services in the Lehigh Valley area for your friends, family, and neighbors who are aging. And again, as I mentioned, my name is Daniel Banks. I'm the president of Silvercrest Insurance. I've been on this show many times over the past 10 years discussing Medicare, but tonight I'm here as a board member for Lehigh Valley Aging in Place, which is one of the many nonprofit groups in the Lehigh Valley helping our community's aging population. Just a couple quick statistics. As of 2022, approximately 57.8 million people were age 65 or older. As of 2025, many baby boomers are entering their 70s and 80s. This is by far the fastest growing demographic in the United States. For today's show, we're going to be interviewing representatives from four Lehigh Valley nonprofit organizations to find out more about how they're helping our Valley's aging population. I do encourage you to listen to the show today, especially if you're an adult age 65 or older, or you have aging family members, friends, or neighbors that you care about. In this show, we will provide you with resources on where to turn for help when needed. Today we'll be talking to Lehigh Valley Aging in Place, Meals on Wheels, Twilight Wish Foundation, and Blue Zones Project. So we're going to start with our first guest tonight from Lehigh Valley Aging in Place. Her name is Kimberly Garrison. Her full-time job in the Lehigh Valley is Director of Marketing at Heather Glen Senior Living. Kim has served seniors and their families in senior care since 2005. As a longstanding board member, past president, and current symposium committee co-chair of the Lehigh Valley Aging in Place, she is committed to providing education to the public and connecting them with available resources. She believes in establishing a network of professionals who share the common vision of helping seniors. Because of her family's journey with dementia, Kim joined the steering committee for a dementia-friendly Lehigh Valley, which raises awareness and reduces the stigma surrounding Alzheimer's disease or related dementias by providing a safe, respectful, and supportive environment for people living with dementia and their caregivers. She continues to support the Delaware Valley Alzheimer's Association by being a team captain and business ambassador and grand champion fundraiser. Kim, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Dan, for having me.
My pleasure. So, Kim, I know we've been working with Lehigh Valley Aging in Place together for over 15 years.
Yep.
And you are one that's been quite active as a board member and just all over the place with Lehigh Valley Aging in Place. Can you tell us how long Lehigh Valley Aging in Place has been around?
Sure, absolutely. So actually this year, we're happy to celebrate our 20th anniversary. We're a network of professionals who share the common vision of assisting seniors to age in place wherever they may call home. Our members are from private, public, and nonprofit business sectors and are committed to helping families help seniors.
Well, it's an excellent We're definitely, the mission is very admirable. And, you know, of course, we both believe in that. We're committed to this mission. Just in terms of the businesses that are members of Lehigh Valley Aging in Place, how many businesses do you think are actual members?
Sure. So we have 150 members. All of them have applied and have gone through a strict vetting process by our membership committee. So actually every single one has to provide credentials, believe in our mission statement, and they are vetted. And then that vetting process lastly goes to our board. So we do have a board of 15 members. And so they collect all the information, and then we vote as a board whether to approve or not.
Right. And so being on the board as well, I know that we're just not there to try to recruit any business that wants to pay the dues and bring them in as a member. We're committed to bringing in members that are specifically, you know, have a heart for helping seniors. And we've seen that take shape, and we are actually a growing organization over the years.
Absolutely. And, you know, ethics and our mission is very important to us, so we take it very seriously. We want to make sure that when you are trusting Lehigh Valley Aging in Place members, you know that you can trust them, and
yes,
they can provide you the services that you need, as well as from members to members, we want to trust who we're referring. So there may be times when someone calls us for a specific service that we can't provide, or they need something different. We feel that we can make that referral to someone else to help guide them in the right direction.
Absolutely. And again, for those of you who are tuned into this show, we know it's a financial planning show, and people who would listen to this type of show are typically those that, you know, obviously they want to plan for the future. They want to plan for retirement, but also in the event that something happens. So there's a few stages of planning that we know of, but it's so important to have resources for that the aging population. And, you know, and that can mean a number of things. So having 150 businesses in one group that can provide resources and answers for people is just a tremendous benefit to the Lehigh Valley. So let's talk about events that are coming up. Is there anything coming up that you want to talk about?
Well, this is the most exciting part for me, because actually on June 4th, we're actually holding our annual Lehigh Valley Aging in Place Symposium, which is going to allow free resources to be given out with our resource fair from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's going to be held at DeSales University. There's free ample parking, handicapped accessible. There'll be screenings and giveaways and more. And we actually have two educational seminars that will be there. We have a world-renowned speaker that's actually coming in, Amanda Bulgarelli. Amanda is actually the daughter of an amazing dementia expert, Tipa Snow. And our morning session is offered to the public. And the afternoon session will be available to professionals who might be in need of CEU credits. And you can find all of the information about our symposium on our LVAIPsymposium.org website. Also, this weekend, we're actually going to have some advertisement in the morning call. And over the next few weeks, you'll see that as well. And it's definitely not to be missed. You know, as a daughter of aging parents and family members, you know, you need all the resources that you can get. And the biggest thing I can say is be proactive, not reactive, right? So those are the things that we encourage you to do.
Yeah. And so we're going to take a break here in a few seconds. I want to come back and talk to you because I know this is the second year we're doing this. I just want to touch on what we were doing prior to that and why we decided to make the transition over to the symposium in the last couple of years. So we'll be back, and we'll be back with Kim Garrison, Lehigh Valley Aging in Place.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk music offers a variegated pattern of performers and styles. I'm Tom Druckenmiller, your host for In the Tradition. Together, we'll trace the roots and branches of American folk music from the earliest recordings and performers through today's talented players. In the Tradition, Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org.
And we are back with Kim Garrison from Lehigh Valley Aging in Place. We're talking about the symposium that we're going to be putting on this year. It's coming up very soon. And Kim, so this is the second year of the symposium. We were doing a fair, a health fair out in Allentown, which was actually pretty popular. So why did Lehigh Valley Aging in Place decided to go away from that format into something like this?
We definitely felt like we needed to be more of an educator. People were contacting us for information, resources, and we just felt like that's how we needed to move in the right direction. We're very fortunate with the symposium last year having, and even this year, we're actually sold out for exhibitors and sponsors. That happened yesterday, so that was exciting news. So we'll probably have about 90 between sponsors and exhibitors there that will be able to share their information.
Yeah, and just for anybody listening, the work that goes into these things is incredible. And to make a transition like that, it just requires a whole lot of work. And these are all volunteers doing this. So they just have a heart for helping seniors and getting the education out there. And this is a truly worthy event. So, Kim, again, how can people find out about this? Where are they going to see?
Sure. So you can connect us on social media. We're on Facebook and LinkedIn. Again, Lehigh Valley Aging in Place. So that would be one way. Our website as well is lehighvalleyagingandplace.org and then lvaipsymposium.org. So either way, you know what? Google's always everybody's friend, right? So any way that you would put it in Google, you're going to find us. You'll find the list of our exhibitors and sponsors, and we're so appreciative of their generosity again this year because that gives us the opportunity to have the resource fair for free. And again, those seminars are just so... You know, people, it's so impactful. That's what we heard last year when we got feedback from both, you know, people who attended, professionals who attended, and even the sponsors and the exhibitors. They felt like they made an impact last year, and we plan on doing that again even more this year.
Yep, definitely. Well, that's awesome, Kim. I just want to thank you for taking the time to come on tonight, and we really look forward to that event and every other event that we're going to do coming up this year. So we thank you for that. Now we have, we're going to have Dina Kovats-Bernat, who is the director. We're going to be talking to her. She's the director of communications for Meals on Wheels of the Greater Lehigh Valley. Sorry, I butchered your name, Dina. Dina is responsible for all aspects of fundraising, including donor solicitation and cultivation, grant writing, planned giving, and event planning for Meals on Wheels. She also oversees all communications for Meals on Wheels, such as website and social media, branding, and community outreach. So welcome to the show, Dina.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are you? Okay, good. We got you. So I apologize. I think I really killed your name here, Dina. Do you want to just tell everybody your name? Was I?
Yeah. Oh. My name is Dina Kovats-Bernat.
Oh, good. All right. It wasn't too bad. All right. Well, thanks for coming on tonight, Dina. We appreciate it. So could you please tell us a little bit about Meals on Wheels, when it was founded, and how many seniors currently receive help from your organization in the Lehigh Valley?
Absolutely. Yeah. We've been in the Lehigh Valley for over 53 years, serving clients in Lehigh, Northampton County, and even Southern Carbon County now. We merged from two organizations, Lehigh County and Northampton County, in 2018 to become the Greater Lehigh Valley. But we are still serving about 2,000 clients every year.
Oh, that's awesome. So in terms of Meals on Wheels and other similar type agencies, what makes Meals on Wheels stand out?
I think that's a great question, and thank you for asking it. We love to answer it. We are so much more than a meal in that, yes, we're producing fresh meals every day, Monday through Friday, and delivering them into the hands of our clients every day. But we also have case managers who go out and assess our clients in their homes and see what their needs are. We're working with other agencies and making recommendations to our clients and helping them get, you know, meet the needs that they have so they can live independently. And we have a number of different ancillary programs, from Animeals, where we're bringing pet food and supplies to clients free of charge. We're bringing fans, we're doing shelf-stable boxes. We're working with food pantries to get food, additional food support to our clients in addition to the food we provide. So it's much more of a full service than just the meal.
Yeah, and, you know, with Lehigh Valley Aging in Place as a sort of a nonprofit partner to Meals on Wheels, we've worked with you guys pretty closely in the past. And one thing I found interesting and thought was really cool was you did a fundraiser for pet food, and you know, and I don't know if you know, people every day think about how important it is for older adults to have pets and what pets mean to them. But you know, absolutely, having a pet is a huge responsibility, and it's not free. So, you know, can you just talk a little bit more about that, if you don't mind?
Yeah, we call it our Animeals program. It was founded almost 10 years ago for specifically the reasons that you point out. It's wonderful for them to have that companionship, and there's real value. And, you know, studies show the value of having that companionship and having a reason to get out of bed and the care and nurture of another living thing. But we were finding that our clients were either having to sacrifice their pets because they couldn't afford to provide for them because of financial insecurities, or they were sharing their meals with them.
Yeah.
And we really work to make sure those meals are nutrient dense and, you know, food is medicine for those clients. So we didn't want them doing that either. And so we're very fortunate that we have grants that underwrite this program for us. And we can provide both wet and dry dog food, and cat litter, and any additional little things here or there for our clients free of charge. And our volunteers will bring those deliveries with them when they deliver the meals. So so we can feed Fido and Fifi, you know, just as well as our clients.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I can tell you this. I love cats. I'm not afraid to say it. I have a lot of them.
Me too.
So I understand the companionship that they provide, but it's certainly important for our older population. So I just thought that was pretty cool. Dina, you know, in terms of people getting involved with Meals on Wheels, can you just talk to us about the different aspects of volunteering, be it delivery, prepping, or businesses wishing to donate time or other resources?
Sure, absolutely. As the main fundraiser, you know, people automatically think money. And of course, that's a big priority for me and my job and for the organization. But there are so many ways that people can get involved and give up their time, their talent, you know, and treasures. Immediately, delivery drivers are something that are very important and critical to us being successful in completing our mission every day. We deliver Monday through Friday, and we deliver about 1,200 to 1,500 meals a day. And we have about 90 delivery routes and about 120 people on the road every day delivering for us. So when you put that over, you know, a full year, that's over 250 days a year where we need volunteers to help us get the meals from us and our pickup sites to the clients in the hands of the clients. So we're always looking for volunteers to help with deliveries. But there are things as simple as food drives, right, to help us pack shelf-stable meals for
clients. Dina, we're gonna pause real quick for a quick break, and we're gonna come right back to you after the break. So stick around. We got Dina Kovats-Bernat from Meals on Wheels. We'll be right back.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Tickets are now on sale for WDIY's 30th anniversary All-Star Celebration. You're invited to the party of the year, celebrating three decades of broadcasting with live music from the WDIY All-Stars. Enjoy food, drinks, and activities for the whole family under a covered pavilion, Saturday, June 7th from 1 to 6 p.m. at South Mountain Grove in Allentown. Early bird tickets are available at WDIY.org.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Your Financial Choices with Laurie Siebert. Again, I am not Laurie Siebert. You may have guessed this already. We are here with Dina Kovats-Bernat. She is the Director of Communications at Meals on Wheels of the Greater Lehigh Valley. And we were talking about ways that the public can get involved in Meals on Wheels with volunteering. And I'm gonna let you continue on there, Dina. So tell us a little more.
So as we said, obviously financial support is always appreciated, delivery drivers, but we welcome people who could come into our office and help us do some office work, or food drives to help. We put shelf-stable boxes together for clients. So if power should go out, or if we can't get to them because of a delivery or something happens on the roadways, that they have some food that could support them until we can get those meals to them. And so even, you know, Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and high school students could do food drives and even come and pack those boxes. And simple things like sharing out on social media or attending our events helps get the word out of what we do and how we can support members of our community who need the support.
Yeah, and you know, food insecurity in the Lehigh Valley. I mean, you might not think about it if it's not you, but you know, especially right. In our senior population. I mean, the things that you guys are doing are awesome. And I've been to your facility many times there in Bethlehem. Are you officially Allentown? You're right on the
edge. Allentown.
You're Allentown.
Right on
yes.
the edge.
You're right on the edge. And you know, and do you give tours there?
We love to give tours and kind of show off our facility. And like I said, we have a huge commercial kitchen where we're producing our own food. And I think seeing all the parts and pieces and how it flows and the attention to detail is really enlightening for a lot of people.
Yeah, I remember getting a tour. Your facility was, I don't know how long you guys have been where you're at, maybe like 5 or 6 years or maybe more.
About three, actually.
Oh, three
or four,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and before that, you were where?
We were on Fritch Drive
yeah.
in the industrial park.
Okay, I remember getting the tour there. And it is definitely cool.
Oh, you need to come.
Yeah, well, I need to come for another tour. so we may have mentioned this a little bit, but, you know, besides the food for the senior and obviously their pets we had talked about, what other benefits are there for the seniors for Meals on Wheels?
Sure. So anyone could be referred to Meals on Wheels. But, people can call themselves, right, if they think they're eligible for food. And, you know, there is a financial component for people, but we do have an assessment where we're doing a sliding financial scale to see one's ability to pay. And if, unfortunately, you know, if clients can't afford to pay, then we recommend them to the counties, and the counties will provide those meals and pay us because we have contracts. So so that food insecurity issue and making sure that people have nourishment is really important. But I think just as much as our case management, being in the homes and assessing their needs, both medically, independent living, if there's other agencies that could support them, we're doing that a few times a year. And just when our clients get that delivery every day from a volunteer, you know, they're seeing someone, they're getting a smile, someone's checking in on them to make sure they're there and okay. that helps so much with social isolation and helps so many families have peace of mind that their seniors are okay. And, you know, as you know, there are times that they're not answering the door, and sometimes we have to call in some backup and help. And we've found people in situations that we can help them get the medical needs met and get them to the hospitals when, you know, other people might not have been there for days.
Yeah.
And that's critical for that independent living.
Literally saving lives. So,
yes.
And I mean, that's pretty awesome. So let me ask, what kind of events do you have coming up in the near future? Do you want to share any of that with us?
Right now, our big event is usually in the fall.
Okay.
We are looking to have some smaller gatherings, but yet to be determined. But I think if people follow us on social media or go to the website, they'll stay informed. We have a delicate balance. As you know, it's nonprofit work. There's plenty of work and fewer people to do it. So we try to balance our time and resources so that the bulk of it is going to the benefit of the clients. So events can be time-consuming and profitable, or time-consuming and not so profitable. And we're at that phase where we're trying to determine what the best balance is for Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty aware of those that balancing act. So the event
we
in the
do
fall,
have though.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. We do have a Spring Into Giving event that we host in partnership with some other groups that will be on May 14th at our facility.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a food drive and kind of a happy hour networking event for the community.
Yep.
We have some vendor tables from Midway Manor, which is the neighborhood we're in. And we always choose another beneficiary to share the food with, and this year it'll be New Bethany. So they'll be there and they'll be the beneficiaries of the food drive, just like Meals on Wheels. So that's a great community feel good event. And as I said, it'll be at Meals on Wheels on May 14th from 4 to 7. So that's a great event.
Yep.
Not particularly, you know, a direct fundraising event, but a friend raising event for sure.
Well, is there still slots available for vendors or anything like that? Or are you guys pretty well taken care of for this event?
Yeah, actually, the vendors are just really our Midway Manor community. And then we have, you know, Senator Miller's office will be there, and the mayor will be there, different, you know, community representatives. But it's really just to come and, you know, bring some food that, you know, we can use in our shelf-stable boxes, or that New Bethany can use at their facility, and to just network and get to know us all better.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Well, I can tell you, like I said, my heart is for feeding hungry people, and my wife also.
Yep.
We've always just thought that was a really worthy cause. So we have, especially, you know, have a heart for Meals on Wheels. We really,
thank
really
you.
Thank you for coming on the air tonight and taking your time out of your busy schedule. And we just thank you for being here. So. We're going to
thanks so much for the opportunity, and feel free to come. You come, or anyone that's interested, learn more through the website or come for a visit.
Yeah. Yep. We'll be there on the 14th. So we'll see you then. Awesome.
Perfect.
All right, Dina. Well, nice talking to you tonight. You have a great
you
night.
Too.
Thank you.
Take care.
You bet. Okay. So our next guest is Candace Hall, who is the Director of Development for Twilight Wish Foundation. She has a bachelor's degree in psychology at East Stroudsburg University and a master's degree in education from Lehigh University. Welcome to the show, Candace. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Did I miss anything in your bio? I might have messed that up a little bit, but
that's okay. Yeah, my background is in career counseling. So I worked at different colleges and universities in the Lehigh Valley in higher education, and then transitioned over to the nonprofit sector where I came to Twilight Wish.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, very good. So we're going to come back to you, Candace. We have a break coming up here. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about Twilight Wish and find out all about it. So
wonderful.
Stay
Thank
tuned.
You.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, you're tuned into Your Financial Choices with Lori Siebert. And again, I am not Lori Siebert. My name is Dan Banks. I'm filling in this evening. Tonight, we're discussing services for an aging population. So we have four guests on the show tonight with four different nonprofits throughout the Lehigh Valley that are here to help our area's aging population, seniors. So again, for those of you out there listening to the show tonight who are planning, who have minds for planning and things like that, I'd encourage you to tune in. We have Candace Hall from Twilight Wish Foundation. She's the director of development there at Twilight Wish. You may not have heard of this organization, but we're going to find out all about it right now. And so welcome to the show, Candace.
Yes, thank you again for having me. I'm really excited to be here and share with the community what Twilight Wish does.
Yeah, well, we're excited to have you. So tell us about Twilight Wish. What is Twilight Wish and what are they doing here?
Yeah, so we're actually a national nonprofit organization, and we grant wishes to low-income seniors who are 65 and older to make the world a nicer place to age. And our mission is to honor and enrich the lives of deserving seniors. And how we do that is through wish granting celebrations. So we were founded in 2003 in Bucks County. And to date, we have granted approximately 7,000 wishes.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of wishes happening. Last year, there were 827. So we can see the number of applications coming in are growing exponentially. And throughout the United States, we do have 20 Twilight Wish chapters, and those are all volunteer led.
Wow, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So in terms of the application requirements, what are the requirements for someone to be eligible for Twilight Wish?
Sure. In order to qualify for Twilight Wish, they must be 65 years or older, a citizen of the United States, and meet our income criteria. So the income criteria is 200% or below of the federal poverty guidelines. And just to give some context there, for a one-person household, it's $31,300. For two people, $42,300. And a family of three would be $53,300. So if someone is passionate about a wish they may have never been able to accomplish or achieve or have for themselves, you can go to twilightwish.org and request a wish.
Well, that's pretty cool. And so I'm assuming that when you say you can go to the website and request a wish, would you say a lot of, like, it could be a family member for their parent or neighbor or friend or, you know, somebody that they think would be eligible for that wish? Is that generally how that goes?
Absolutely. So often we find individuals who are residents at senior living communities who do meet the eligibility and are low income. Staff members are often the ones who are talking with the seniors and are able to hear their entire life stories. And they find there's something that they haven't done during their lifetimes that they really want to do, and they'll nominate a senior.
That's super cool. So now let's get to the fun part. Let's talk about some of the wishes that you guys are granting. And so can you provide a couple examples
Yeah.
of something recently?
Yeah, I'll just start off by saying I was listening in earlier about the importance of pets and how therapeutic they are. And something I found really fascinating with Twilight Wish is we get a lot of requests for robotic pets, which I had never heard of.
Interesting.
And, you know, they are real lifelike cats and dogs that kind of walk around and interact and cuddle with the seniors and provide them that benefit of having a companion.
Wow.
So that's something that I've heard of. But I do want to share our Connecticut chapter had a Vietnam veteran recently who was also a prisoner of war. And he had a wish of a lifetime for a computer magnifier with audio. He is legally blind. So that truly is life-changing for him to get that wish. And our Allegheny chapter surprised a woman named Helen with an Elvis impersonator for her 100th birthday. She loves Elvis, and her daughter wanted to surprise her. So 40 family members came to that wish, and there were four generations of family there to celebrate with her on her special day.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So let me ask you, on your website, are there videos of these wishes being granted? And
yeah,
I'd like to see the Elvis one.
Oh, absolutely. So a few things regarding our wish videos and photos that are taken is obviously we keep in mind and value the seniors, you know, wishes, whether or not we share it out on social media. But often you can go to our Twilight Wish LinkedIn page where we will share out videos. Our Instagram account and Facebook, yes, has a lot of photos and descriptions of the wishes we're granting.
That's really neat. So let me ask you this. So how is Twilight Wish funded? Where does the funding come from? If people out there are so inclined to help support your organization, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so our organization is funded through individual donations, grants, corporate partnerships, and foundations. So truly, you can go to the website, again, twilightwish.org, and you will see the opportunity to make a donation. We do have an Angel Club membership. It's a monthly giving society where you can do monthly gifts that just automatically are taken, or you can make a one-time gift. But in my role, you can reach out to me. So it's Candice, Candice, at twilightwish.org, and I can help get you set up with however you'd like to give.
That's awesome. And that your email again is?
Candice@twilightwish.org.
Great. So are there any upcoming events at Twilight Wish that you want to highlight?
Absolutely. So I do have some very exciting news, truly hot off the press here. We are launching a Lehigh Valley chapter of Twilight Wish in the next month or so. So I invite our listeners here to attend on June 17th from 9 a.m. to 11. We will be hosting our launch party at Birches of Lehigh Valley. So we will have coffee and pastries. And thank you to Silvercrest Insurance for sponsoring that event. And we're really looking forward and open to having other people just join us to see what Twilight Wish is all about. And our executive director will be in attendance as well.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So again, you have 20 chapters throughout the United States.
Yeah, we're about 21 now with Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, it's going to be 21 yeah. soon. Yeah. And so you'll have the Lehigh Valley chapter. You have Bucks County. Do you want to share with us like other locations that you guys are? I mean, not all 20 of them, but.
Of course. We have a chapter in Austin, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, Connecticut. We have a Southeastern PA chapter. We have an Allegheny County chapter. So we do see a lot in the Northeast. And I think as Twilight Wish, our founder just said, we just hit or getting out of our angry teenage years. So 22 years later, we're growing and expanding, and we'll just see those chapters increase in as time goes on.
Well, that's awesome. Just wrapping up here, is there anything else that we may have missed? Anything else you'd like our audience to know about Twilight Wish, or maybe even about yourself and your involvement in Twilight Wish?
Yeah, I would say if you're passionate about the aging population and you want to get involved, as I had mentioned, we truly appreciate volunteers helping to grant wishes. So becoming involved and being able to experience it firsthand is such a blessing. And then there are opportunities at the corporate sponsorship level. So there are so many ways to get involved with Twilight Wish. And it really is an incredible way to help our seniors age in place. So.
Could you just tell us what the website is again for the listeners, please?
Yeah. So it's twilightwish.org.
Twilightwish.org. So I'd encourage everybody to go on and check that out. especially, you know, those of you who have somebody in mind, and put in an application, you know, let's make some people happy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ken, it's a real pleasure having you on the show here tonight, and I'm certainly going to see you at your event on June 17th. So again, great to have you on the show. Have a wonderful night, Candace.
Yes, it was wonderful. Thank you. Have a great night.
Yes, you too. Okay, so last and certainly not least, we have Brooke Griffiths, who is the executive director of Blue Zones here in Allentown. So Brooke Griffiths brings over 16 years of professional experience in social work, business, and healthcare leadership, offering a unique set of skills for community-led transformation. Most recently, Brooke worked for the Lehigh Valley Health Network, where she led high-performing teams, designed and scaled population health programs, as well as implemented system-wide social determinants of health screening and intervention initiatives. I don't think I could say that fast five times, but Brooke has worked with children, youth, and families and taught courses at the undergraduate and graduate level locally. Brooke holds a Master's of Social Work from Marywood University, a Master's of Business Administration and Community Service and Economic Leadership from Alvernia University, and a BA in Criminology, Sociology, and Psychology from Wilkes University. She's a proud wife and mom to her two children and her rescued beagle. So, Brooke, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, great. There you are. So, it's good to have you. What are Blue Zones, Brooke? Tell us a little bit about Blue Zones.
Sure. So Blue Zones are those longevity hotspots around the world. And we're able to take the secrets or the learnings that were discovered there and through the Blue Zone Project, deliver proven tools and resources to transform communities here in the United States, which ultimately is going to help generations of people to live longer, healthier, happier lives by making changes to their environment, the policies that impact and the social networks that they participate in so that healthy choices just become easy.
So when you say longevity hotspots, are you talking about the like regionally areas in the world where people maybe live longer or healthier lives?
I am. So the work that we're doing here in the Lehigh Valley is taking the research that Dan Buettner, our founder at National Geographic, compiled over the last 20 years, traveling the world and really studying where are those places in the world where people are living measurably happier and longer lives without trying to do so. So that those are those longevity hotspots that the research came from that we are now able to apply here in the United States. And really, we're applying right here in Allentown and Easton and Bethlehem.
So I find this kind of interesting. I would think, you know, like maybe Asia would be geographically one of those hotspots. Is that fair to say?
Yes. So Japan, Okinawa, Japan was mm-hmm. one of the original Blue Zone hotspots. There were also original Blue Zones in Sardinia, Italy, Costa Rica, Loma Linda, California was the only original Blue Zone within the United States.
Wow. Okay.
And Greece as well was
Greece.
The fifth one.
Yeah, the Mediterranean diet, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're gonna pause for a short station break, and we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk to Brooke about how the research can be applied to our community here in the Lehigh Valley. We'll be right back.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services, including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Your Financial Choices with Lori Siebert. Again, my name is Dan Banks. I'm the guest host tonight. And I'm here with Brooke Griffiths, the executive director of Blue Zones Project in the Lehigh Valley. Am I saying that right? You are the executive director of Blue Zones Project in the Lehigh Valley.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Brooke. So How can the research that you were just talking about, so looking at the research in these longevity hotspots around the world, how do you apply that in communities such as Allentown or, you know, in the Lehigh Valley? How does that work?
Sure. So within the project, we're really focusing on how can we optimize our human-made environment so that we're improving well-being. The goal is really to make healthier choices so natural that people end up improving their well-being with minimal extra effort. So if you think about it, most people spend about 90% of their time in the same places, where you go to work, where you live, where you shop, where you seek out your entertainment. It's usually about 20 miles from your home. So that environment is really what's dictating how easy or how difficult it is for you to make healthy choices. So by focusing on changing those human-made surroundings and systems, we're able to move the needle without having to rely solely on individual willpower and behavior. Because if you think about like any other muscle, that's going to fatigue over time. If that worked in and of itself, 90% of the population would be pillars of health rather than 10%. So we really need to take an environmental approach to health and well-being in order to see improvements across an entire community in the places and spaces where people are living, working, learning, and playing.
So as I understand it, you guys at Blue Zones, you're not just specialized necessarily in the senior population. Is that correct? You're helping the broader population from kids to, you know, adults to seniors. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say. Our mission is really everyone, everywhere. So we're going to partner with schools, restaurants, grocery stores, work sites, our faith-based community, our civic and social and nonprofit organizations, and then individual residents of all ages. Including our seniors, which we actually already have started to collaborate with them through our partnership with Lehigh Valley Active Life. We have a lot of really active seniors in Allentown especially who are raising their hand and saying, hey, we still have more to give. We want to be involved. We want to volunteer. We want to help, to make some changes in Allentown so that people can live a longer, happier life.
So in terms of like if we dive into this just a little bit further and talk about, you know, how you might partner with a school or, you know, a restaurant or a grocery store, what does that specifically look like?
Sure. So within our program, we're working towards having different organizations to become Blue Zone Project approved. And what that means is that organization has committed to adopting some changes within their policies, their procedures, the structure of their organization to intentionally make healthy choices easier for whoever their intended target audience may be. So if you think about a restaurant, for example,
mm-hmm.
if you go in and you're ordering an entree, mm-hmm. what's the default side most of the time?
Mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes, French fries, right? It's
French
very
fries.
Rarely
yeah.
a side salad.
Yeah.
But if we flip-flop that and the default side becomes a salad or some fresh vegetable,
mm-hmm.
odds are you would select the default more than you wouldn't. You would be more likely to say, yeah, I'll take the salad if that were the default option than if you had to ask for it. So we're not saying don't ever enjoy the French fries.
Right.
We're just saying how can we design things so that you might be nudged to make the healthier choice maybe 7 times out of 10 instead of 3 times out of 10. So it's really all about that small incremental change in a lot of different areas that over time is going to compound and build momentum.
So as you approach an organization like a school or a restaurant, for example, do you encounter, what does that look like? Are they open-minded to these type of changes, or do you feel like you encounter resistance? Like maybe our customers, you know, want to eat French fries and they're not really into salads, or Or do you think they are open-minded about these type of things?
I think when you're talking, especially to business owners, you need to sell it in their terminology, right? Mm-hmm. So when we're talking to a restaurant or a grocery store, we need to approach them through the lens of what's the return on their investment? Or how could you make some of these changes so that it's cost neutral to their business, but it may have a positive impact to their revenue or to the items that they are seeing now their sales increase? Fresh fruits and vegetables, for example, if that were previously not a high seller in their shop, mm-hmm. how could we help them maybe change the layout a little bit to position that in a better place where it's more attractive for customers to want to buy? So it didn't cost them anything to make those changes, but now they're seeing an increase in their sales for those items that previously might have been lagging in their sales. So I think we need to sell it, so to speak, in the language of the organization that we're approaching, which that's the beauty of the Blue Zone Project. Is Allentown is the 76th community in the United States embarking on this journey. So the methods are, tried and true and evidence-based, and we're really able to implement some of these things very quickly using methodology that has already been, sort of pressure tested in other communities here in the U.S.
So let me talk specifically about seniors, because they are probably, not to pigeonhole them into a group, but as a population, especially folks that are, older seniors, like 75 plus or 80 plus, they're a little more sentient than, the 14-year-old or the 30-year-old, a little less mobile, I guess. So the folks living in communities throughout the Lehigh Valley, are you approaching those communities and working with those communities to, to achieve your mission? Is that how that works?
We are. We've already begun to partner with several organizations, community nonprofits. Lehigh Valley Active Life, is top of mind for me because we've done a bunch with them so far.
Right.
And they actually serve on our steering committee so that we make sure, among other stakeholders, that we have people at the table who are looking at everything we're doing specifically through the lens of our seniors. So with that population, we're not, necessarily out there saying, hey, you have to move naturally more. We might be talking to them more about, what's your purpose? Now that you're in a different season of life, how has your purpose shifted? And what are your skills and strengths that you can still use in this season of your life? Or helping to connect them to other people if they're lacking that, so that we can combat social isolation, which we know is a huge issue in our senior population especially. So how can we manufacture, if you will, experiences and opportunities for them to build a social support system if they don't otherwise already have one in place?
Right.
Food insecurity is another big issue with our seniors,
yep.
Particularly here in the Lehigh Valley. So how can we partner with organizations like Meals on Wheels, Second Harvest, Kellen Foundation, to make sure that our seniors have access to healthy and nutritious food, that they can afford it, and that once they have it, they know what to do with it? Whether they're, receiving a heat and eat meal that's nutritious, or, preparing a recipe from scratch themselves, that they still have that capacity.
Yep. Yeah. So it's food, obviously, is extremely important for healthy living. And, we're talking about, and for seniors, obviously depression, due to loneliness and just not having people around is kind of dangerous in and of itself. But you guys are going in there and assessing, this, and you're putting the whole picture together, correct?
Yes, it is. It is truly a holistic environmental systems approach to community transformation. We're not just looking at one slice of the pie. We're really looking at the entire pie. from the top, from the bottom, and from every angle that we can to see how can we infuse pieces of this in all different directions so that, again, we're making small changes here and there, but cumulatively, it's going to have a big impact.
Yeah. And I would, you know, I would even go out on a limb, just having been around, you know, the nonprofits as long as I have, you know, Blue Zones is sort of unlike a lot of the nonprofits that I'm familiar with. And in terms of what your mission is, what you're actually doing, and, you know, and I don't know that a lot of people are familiar with this type of work. Is that fair to say? Do you encounter a lot of people who go, wow, that's different, right?
Yeah, I think that people are a little surprised because it is a different take, right? It's meant to be more proactive than reactive to how we tackle health and well-being. We're not out there saying, this is the diet you need to take and you get so many minutes of strenuous activity every day. You know, we're talking in simpler things that, again, the evidence backs up that you don't necessarily have to try and you don't have to have a lot of money
right.
to do some of these things. Moving yep. naturally, you know, being able to say, hey, I know what I'm good at and here's how I like to use that.
Yep. So, Brooke, we have about a minute left, and I just want to ask, how can we get listeners more involved with Blue Zones Project?
Absolutely. So the best way to get more involved is to follow us on social media. So we're on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, or visit our website, projectlehighvalley.com. And from there, you can sign up for our distribution list so that you'll get alerts when we're having events. And the next event, if you want to come out, is Saturday, May 3rd at Rooted. It's a health and wellness festival at Cedar Beach Park in Allentown from 11 to 4.
Awesome. Hey, can you tell us that website once again, please?
Sure. It's BlueZonesProjectLehighValley.com.
Awesome. Well, I got to tell you, it's really interesting. You know, what you guys are doing here in the Lehigh Valley, I'm super intrigued myself. I wish you the best of luck, and I certainly thank you for taking the time to come on the show tonight and telling us all about Blue Zones. And we look forward to, you know, being participants in your mission.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure, Brooke. You have a great night.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up tonight. I just want to thank you all for tuning in and just wish you all a very wonderful night and a pleasant weekend coming up. So just again, just to reiterate the show to you tonight, we were talking to our nonprofit organizations throughout the Lehigh Valley on specifically about their impact on seniors and how they're helping our area seniors in the Lehigh Valley. We spoke to Kim Garrison from Lehigh Valley Aging in Place, which is a nonprofit organization with about 150 member businesses that are helping seniors throughout the Lehigh Valley. We spoke with Dina from Meals on Wheels, which I think most people are more familiar with Meals on Wheels than any other organization, but we know it in name, but we don't always know everything they're doing to help people in the Lehigh Valley, especially seniors. We spoke with Candace Hall from Twilight Wish, granting wishes to seniors throughout the Lehigh Valley with lower incomes. And lastly, we spoke with Brooke from Blue Zones Project in the Lehigh Valley, a really cool organization doing big things to help people with nutrition and activity throughout the Lehigh Valley to increase their standard of living in terms of health based on other geographically healthy organization or geographic countries throughout the United States. So thanks again and have a great night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.